Well, in to talk about Arts Fest right now, this is the 39th Arts Fest, we should say. Avery Parrish, who is the corporate art coordinator for the Springfield Regional Arts Council. And what can people expect for the 39th year of, I can't even believe it's been that long, the 39th year of Arts Fest?
I know. Isn't that exciting?
It is.
I'm so excited. So this year, we've got a really great high caliber group of artists that we've invited in for our juring. And we've also invited back Vodka Bacon Studios, who won Best of Show last year. So they'll be here. We've also got some really great local talent like Farley Lewis and Crystal Moody. So Denise Bell, who's a great potter, she'll be here. And so you can keep your eye out for really great stuff.
In addition to the local artists, how far of a dragnet did you all put out to get artists coming in this year?
Yeah, we've got national recognized artists. We've got people from Minnesota, California, right next door in Kansas and Arkansas, but we've got them from all over.
Featured media, I mean, I don't know if there's any artistic medium that's not included: wood, glass, clay, printmaking, paper, jewelry, photography, metal, painting, drawing, fiber, mixed media.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But it's not just visual. You have artists coming from as far away as Canada.
Yes, absolutely.
Belgium. You will once again have the live art area.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we've got a really great live art area. It's next to the kids' activity area, so you can let your kiddos, you know, create their own little art and watch artists create art right in front of you and grab a snack or something like that.
And throughout the month of May, the art that they create, the 10 or so artists who are doing live art that on Saturday and Sunday, it'll be available for purchase at the Creamery.
Yes. We will
all through the rest of the month.
Yeah, we'll have all of the live art panels available at the Creamery. They'll be on display the week after Arts Fest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there is, I don't know if tickets are still available for the preview event tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a VIP party. It's tonight from 6 to 8. There's going to be live music from Sean Monday, some really great bites and drinks, and you can shop the street before the crowds get here on Saturday and Sunday. It's $20 at the gate, but if you want to have the full VIP package, they start at $50, which gets you into the whole festival all weekend. Includes perks like parking spaces, air-conditioned bathroom access, some really great swag. We've got some awesome pins this year.
Right.
And our t-shirts are really great. They're going to be coral colored, so really great just in time for summer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And otherwise, admission at the gate, let me give you the hours for Arts Fest, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both Saturday and, Saturday 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and then 10 to 5 on Sunday. From National Avenue west to Gilardi's Restaurant, that's just west of Hammonds Parkway.
Yeah.
And tickets, just regular admission at the gate is $5 for adults. Kids age 12 and under get in free.
Yes, I believe so. Arts Fest is such a great experience, and I think that it's wonderful for everybody of all ages, but it's such a wonderful shopping experience. It's such a wonderful visitor experience. It really enriches our community, and I feel like everyone really gets to participate. And with Mother's Day coming up next weekend, I think it's a really great opportunity to find a perfect gift.
Yep, good time to do gift shopping for Mother's Day. And, of course, there's all kinds of music and dance performances on multiple stages.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got 5 stages, and we've got every type of musical art represented, as well as dances and groups like that.
There's a new stage at 1150 East Walnut this year, too. The Pagination Workshop?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Or bookshop, not workshop.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll have spoken word poetry, and they'll be hosting a lot of literal arts there, and it'll be really fun.
I love this part, the Children's Business Fair.
Oh, yes. Yes. We're really excited to add that this year. Our Director of Exhibitions and Program, Rachel Johnson, she worked really hard to invite kiddos and have them participate in the business fair and pitch their stories and
start
what
their
they
own
do.
Have their, you know, launch their own startup business.
Yes,
that's kind of neat.
It's really, really fun.
So Arts Fest on Walnut Street, of course, benefits the Arts Council.
Yes.
And all the various arts advocacy that they do on behalf of not just Springfield, but some, I'm not sure how many counties in the area that they serve,
27
counties. For information about Arts Fest, you can call the Urban Districts Alliance offices at 831-6200. There's a dedicated website to Arts Fest at springfieldartsfest.org. Yeah. Tickets, pre-sale, event tickets are actually already on sale at 417tix.com.
Yep, absolutely.
And if you get the Arts Fest merch package in advance, that guarantees you an Arts Fest t-shirt, those coral-colored t-shirts you were talking about.
Yeah.
Arts Fest on Walnut Street, 39th Arts Fest on Walnut Street, tomorrow from 10 to 6, and Sunday from 10 till 5. Sunday is going to be the best day weather-wise, but of the two of them, possibly. I mean, I think there may be some rain in the morning tomorrow, but I think it's supposed to dissipate by noon or so, something like that.
Yeah,
so
it's rain or shine, and tomorrow's looking like it's going to be really great. It's going to be overcast and about 70 degrees.
So not too hot.
Oh, yeah. It'll be perfect for just a really great stroll. And then Sunday, it'll be a little bit warmer
right.
And a little bit more sunny. So perfect weekend for Arts Fest.
Arts Fest, again, $5 admission for adults and children 12 and under admitted free tomorrow from 10 till 6 and Sunday from 10 to 5 on the Walnut Street Historic District. And again, you can go to springfieldartsfest.org for information. All right, that's Avery Parrish, who is the Corporate Art Coordinator at the Springfield Regional Arts Council. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you.